could you tell me, Linda, of your connections and memories of Caldwell's?
Yes, certainly. My granddad, William Edwin Wilkinson, was Herbaceous Foreman, and the family lived in Bramble Cottage, Chelford Road, which was owned by Caudle's. My mum, Amy Wilkinson, Carsburg was her married name, worked at the nurseries on and off throughout her life, and she loved the place. As a girl, she helped Miss Winnie Caldwell, assisting her with bulbs and seeds. I remember Miss Winnie, she was the aunt of William Caldwell, as a formidable lady, but Mum remained her friend throughout their lives, and we visited with a homemade Christmas cake for her every year. I think Mum and Dad met at Caldwell's, but I don't know what Dad's job was. It is more than likely that other Wilkinson children worked there. Mum was one of nine. I worked as an office junior between 1965 and early 1967. Approximately, my memory isn't too good. As my mum worked for Caudle's for many years, I think Mr. William, as she called him, found this job for me. It was to be temporary, as I planned to study to become a journalist like my brother David. However, one day in the nursery, my first husband, Peter Acton, asked me to go out with him, and those plans ended. Mr. Neild was in charge of the office, with Mary Chalton, Winifred Hutton and myself as office staff. Mary's father was a lorry driver for the nurseries, and their father lived then at Bramble Cottage. It was a lovely atmosphere, but I was shy of Mr. Neild. Although kind, he seemed very serious. I sat at a window facing the direction of his house, and when I saw the top of his trilby hat as he returned from lunch, we all knew the atmosphere in the office needed to become rather more professional. Apart from typing invoices and filing, etc., I remember creating a sort of rose catalogue, sticking photographs in a book. And also I worked for a couple of weeks in the nursery, disbudding dahlias. I think they were looking for work for me a bit. Short of work, but obviously it was good for me. I was also sent into town to buy biscuits to have with our tea. If I had to take a message into the bagging shed, I felt very shy. Mr. Scott, Scotty was his nickname, was in charge of the men, and he had a mischievous sense of humour, and he'd make fun of me. I think so that I would blush in front of all the men having their tea and lunch breaks. Across the corridor from the main office was Bill Wilson. When I joined the staff, I was warned by Mrs. Hutton that his bark was worse than his bite. And although very gruff, he was kind. A large, very broad man who always wore a cap indoors or out. I remember also that he wore a shabby kind of fawn mac, and I think he wore that indoors and out as well. I also remember the two Caudle's representatives, Mr. Ford and Mr. Freddie Halliburton, very nice men. Other members of inside staff were Cyril Jones, George Sanderson and Frank Passant, who I think was company secretary. Mr. Neild retired while I was there and Frank Yarwood took his position as office manager. Janet Prescott also joined the office staff. My mum, Amy Carsburg, worked part-time in the shop over many years. Nursery staff that I remember were Peter Acton, of course, Alec Harrop and Joe Mullaney. Sid Taylor and his father, Alf, were van drivers, I think. Of course, there was also Harry England, who was in charge of the greenhouses, which were on the other side of Chelford Road, and Donovan Lehman, a cousin of William Caudwell and a company director. And I'm sure there are quite a few more names which have escaped my memory. There was also Caudwell's florist shop in King Street, run by Mr. Jack Daniel and his wife. Their daughter Catherine also helped behind the counter. Mr. William Caudwell was a very good employer, and the atmosphere, in my experience, provided a pleasant way for me as a 15-year-old to begin working life. I suppose, though, I am rather biased, as the nurses were always an important part of my life.
Thank you. Can you describe any more that your mother said about her working her life at the time she was working in Caldwell?
Well, as I've said, she was very happy, and I'm very glad that she didn't live to see the place built on with Buckingham Drive, I think, and places like that. She worked in the shop on and off for many years, stopping while she had my brother, and then again when she had me 8 years later, and then going back again afterwards. She always called the customers sir and madam, which to me was rather outdated as I grow older, but I think it was a nice habit, really. Yes, I mean, she. It was very dear to her, the place.
What was her family life at home?
Very happy. I think her brothers and sister, at least one of her sisters also worked at Caudle's, doing what, maybe helping in the house. I think Auntie Sue might have helped in the house, but I can't remember. And Auntie Lucy, who was one of Mum's sisters, had an illegitimate child, who was Uncle Jim, who made the 10th child in the house, who was brought up by Granny as one of her own. And he certainly worked there. And one lovely memory is he used to, apparently, as a lad, go around the nurseries whistling Stormy Weather, which was a song back in the 30s and 40s. And one of the chaps there apparently said, and this is one of the bit of family folklore, "I wish that lad had stopped whistling that tune, it's getting on my nerves." But yes, a very happy time, yeah.
And her father, did both her parents work there?
No, I think Granny just looked after the house and the 10 children in the end, yeah.
So did you go into Caldwell's when your mother was working there?
Not until I worked there. At least I don't remember. Mm. But having said that, I think at some point I remember her going up the herbaceous border with me. Now, it might have been when I was in my early teens, actually, and showing me beautiful flowers and saying your granddad was so proud of this border. So, yeah, yeah.
And did your mother have knowledge of plants?
A great many, yes. When I was at school, which was Edgerton Primary School in Knutsford, we had to give a talk. I was probably about 10. And she wrote out for me all different names of seeds and what they were like. And that was my talk, what all the little seeds looked like. And, oh, gosh, I was nervous, I remember. But, yeah, so I didn't really write my own talk, did I? But that was for Mum's knowledge, yeah. Mm.
And did she have a garden?
Not much of one, no. But they had an allotment, actually, I'd forgotten that, yeah. Which was off, I think it's where the Waitrose car park is, around, or the car park behind Waitrose now, or maybe a bit nearer the police station end, the Simon Boyd end. I can't remember, along the back of those shops in King Edward Road, they had an allotment, but they had a little garden around a yard in Cranford Avenue where she did put various things that had come from Grandad's garden. She was very proud of them. Also a lilac tree, a lily and a rose came from there. Yeah.
And you've got this knowledge of plants?
No.
From her?
I gather seeds and scatter them willy-nilly. And my husband would say that I'd got the knowledge a bit. But, I mean, I do remember the odd name. But no, I mean... But I love plants and gardens, and my younger daughter has started a garden design business only recently. She's only just got her first customer, but it's starting. And so the knowledge has come through, yeah. Well, the interest, anyway.
So are there any other memories that
I can't
like to
think
share?
Of any. I mean, the... Mum was ill once or twice during my teens, and when she'd been in hospital and she was off work, I remember David Caldwell and Mr. William too coming with a basket of plants for her at Christmas, and they looked after the staff, yeah. And Mrs. Ada Britcliffe, who lived next door but one to us in Cranford Avenue, she helped Mrs. Caldwell in the house. She was her... daily, I suppose, and they were firm friends. But that isn't necessarily to do with the nurseries, but in a way it is, because it's part of the, obviously the house is part of the nurseries. Yeah. But I can't remember. Probably when you've gone, I will. see. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Linda, for sharing your memories of Caldwell's.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.